We're at the Governor's Ag Conference in Kearney. We're going to talk with Nicole Johnson-Hoffman. She is with Cargill, a Vice President and North American Managing Director for Cargill Value Added Meats, and also with the McDonald's Business Unit for Cargill, and also chairs the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. So, Nicole, appreciate the opportunity to visit with you here, listen to your presentation, and boy, this whole discussion about sustainability kind of makes your head spin a little bit.
It's a complicated issue when you look at it from a certain perspective. But when we really boil it down to what we're doing on the farm, what's really happening in the ag economy today and in our ag communities, it's actually not that foreign an idea. Doing more with less is something that I learned on the farm growing up. It's something that every farmer in America practices today. And that's really at the heart of our sustainability discussion.
And I think that's part of the frustration that farmers and ranchers feel when the topic comes up, is that, you know, this is something we've been doing forever, and why is this now becoming such a big issue with consumers?
I think consumers, of course, we know, have a really strong interest in understanding more about where their food has come from and have some views about how food ought to be produced. They want to be part of the discussion. And in agriculture, we've been so busy feeding the world that we haven't been able to prioritize talking about it, educating others, and involving people who aren't involved in the work, in the discussion. Today, I think we're going to have to do that. I think we're going to have to invite new people into the conversation and listen to what they have to say, and also maybe provide them some information too.
Another question is, what percentage of consumers really care? And are we reacting, or are we responding to a small percentage of consumers that care?
Well, I think you can try and trace it to a consumer movement, but I actually think it's maybe broader than that. I like to think of people in terms of stakeholders. The agriculture industry has a lot of stakeholders. Some of them buy meat. Some of them don't. Some of them eat certain things and not other things. Some of them want niche products, and some of them just want commodity products at a great price. But we have stakeholders who care about how we produce food, and they're asking us questions. They're asking us to engage with them, and I don't think that's an unreasonable request.
Okay, so as chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, and we've done some reports on this, what is your ultimate goal? What are you working towards?
I'm working towards a coherent view for American beef producers in particular about how they can demonstrate their sustainability, how they can improve their sustainability, and communicate those improvements and the great stories that we already have in place. If we can give people really good framework and platform for discussing that, I think that we'll improve the lives of farmers in the U.S.
So at some point, will you come out with a list of recommendations? You know, here's the way you need to do things?
We will come out with indicators, the things that we can measure to try and demonstrate where we are, get a baseline for sustainability, and then show how improvement happens over time. That will be one of the things that the U.S. Roundtable produces.
And as you acknowledged in your comments, that makes some producers nervous as to, you know, how are you going to change the way I do things?
Yeah, I think that producers who are interested in this work should participate in it. Producers who don't want to be bothered with it, who find it, you know, just an additional task on top of their already busy lives, are free to go about their business and disregard it. But I'm hopeful that we're able to provide something of value to the producers who are looking for solutions in this area.
And another question was, are they going to pay for this increased sustainability?
Yeah, that's always the question. I think that the urgent issue of today is trying to bring some kind of organization and some kind of coherence to the discussion around sustainability to minimize the noise. If we can accomplish that today, that's not something that really is going to require producers to incur additional cost. I'm not asking producers to do things differently right now. I'm just asking them to come to the table. In the future, if we try to mandate practices, if there was some request to do something differently that required producers to incur costs, I'm sure we'd be having that discussion about how to get paid for it.